here are Don Ameche and Francis Langford as John and Blanche Dickerson in The Honeymoon is Over. The Dickersons have retired. Mrs. Dickerson lies tense and unrelaxed in the darkness as poor husband John, victim of induced insomnia or Jabbering's reaction, engages in another losing battle during an acute attack of the sleep-robbing ailment. Listen.
If you want to, I know you can. No other man snores like you.
How do you know?
I talk to my women friends. Their husbands are so quiet, they have to keep waking them to see if they're dead.
No.
What I wouldn't give to be able to sleep through the night just once.
And me too.
Not to hear that snarling and rasping and whining and roaring. Honest John, who else carries on like that?
Honest John.
Oh, you're so funny, John Dickerson.
No, I'm not funny, Blanche. I'm just sleepy.
But what about me? I haven't slept for so long, I'm a nervous wreck. My face is full of lines. I've changed into a withered old crone.
You haven't changed since the day I married you. You look great.
That's not true. You're just trying to make me feel good.
I am not.
You are, too.
I am not. I wouldn't make you feel good if it was the last thing I ever did.
How well I know it. Telling me I haven't changed since you married me. That's just a defense because you know you're to blame. Go on. Take a look at our wedding picture. Wouldn't hurt you to see how pretty I used to be.
It hurts.
Think you didn't do me justice at that. You never should have paid that photographer. I still don't see why you were letting him get away with it, John.
Oh, go on. It's the best picture you ever took in your life and you know it.
How can you say that? Look at it. It's on the dresser. Go on, look at it.
Not now.
The pose is all right, but I've got my lips apart and I'm showing the end of my tongue.
I didn't know there was an end to it.
Too bad about you. Why do you think I like to keep looking young and beautiful? Only to please you.
I'm pleased.
If you wanted me to, I'd even have my face lifted.
You don't have to have your face lifted.
Really, John?
Really. I like it the way it is, nice and saggy.
You don't think it's beautiful?
Yes, I do.
You do not?
Oh, Blanche, I do.
Then why don't you say it?
Blanche, you're beautiful. Your face is cameo-like in its perfection. Your nose is classic. Your eyes are like two limpid pools. Your lips are as luscious as ripe cherries, and I love you.
How can you love me? You never look at me.
How can I look at you and love you? How can I look at you when I'm so sleepy? Please put out the light, will you, Blanche?
No. You're not going back to sleep, John.
Why not?
Because somebody has to sit up with the cat. She's going to have her kittens any minute.
Let her worry.
John, haven't you got any feelings at all?
Listen, Blanche, I've got as much feelings as the next guy. But I have to get up in the morning and I can't spend the whole night playing midwife to an alley cat.
She's not an alley cat. Her mother was a purebred boxer.
A boxer's a dog.
For your information, a boxer is a cat, too. It's a special breed. They raise them in China. And our cat's mother was a champion boxer.
Well, she didn't know how to defend herself.
What?
Her father was an amateur fencer. Stop talking about the cat and let's get some sleep.
Well, I can't help talking. The poor little thing is in the kitchen all alone, friendless. Nobody to worry about her.
What's the matter with the goldfish and the canary? They're in there with her.
Oh, they don't even know what's happening.
Maybe the goldfish doesn't, but the canary's pacing up and down in his cage.
John, please, I wish you'd go in and have a look at the cat.
What for? I can't do anything. I want to sleep.
You may have had the kittens already. You think so, John?
Think what?
You think the cat's had the kittens already?
No, she'll let us know when she has them.
How would she let us know?
She'll drop us a litter.
And to think all these years I didn't know she was a female. We can't call her Peter anymore. I'll have to think of a name for her. Why don't you help me, John?
No.
Let me see. Marie. No, that's no good. Louise? No, if I call her Louise, Mel will get sore. Gloria. No, the cat will get sore. Oh, I've got it. John, wake up. I thought of a good name.
Go to sleep. I've thought of a bad one.
I'm going to call her Clara after my sister. Isn't that good?
That's fine.
And we can name the kittens after Clara's children.
Kittens? Listen, Blanche, you don't think we're going to keep those kittens, do you?
Oh, why not?
Why not? Nobody keeps kittens. If you don't give them away or something, you'll have 9 million cats inside of a year. Who's going to feed them?
Oh, they don't eat so much.
Well, how can you say that? That one cat alone can eat 5 pounds of liver and drink a gallon of milk a week. More than I drink in a month.
You never drink milk.
I don't eat liver either. 1 million cats living in luxury. And I don't even have the bare necessities of life.
What do you mean?
2 weeks ago, I ran out of bourbon toothpaste. Have I replaced it? No. This morning, I sprained my ankle trying to get the last squeeze out of the tube.
You and that bourbon toothpaste. I don't see how you ever got that crazy dentist to make it up for you.
Well, the dentist said I needed a stimulant for my gums. My teeth are not pink. They're bloodshot. The only reason I use that toothpaste is because you're always beefing about how many bottles I buy.
Well, people were beginning to talk.
Well, what do I care?
Well, I care. You think I like being married to a great big corkscrew? I don't get anything I want.
All right, marry a cat doctor and have all the kittens you want. Now, we should put out the lights and let me get some rest.
Never a civil word. Never a sign of affection. And that's the thanks I get for standing by you through storm and strife, helping you up the ladder of success.
Success?
Thank heaven we don't have any children to see the misery their mother goes through. I can just imagine if we had a daughter, a beautiful girl growing into a beautiful woman, about to be married, and her famous father is gallivanting all over Europe, denying his family.
Nobody's denying his family.
There she stands, a lovely vision in her bridal gown. No father to give her away.
Blanche.
Why don't you come to your daughter's wedding, John?
Why don't you stop blowing your cork? Nobody's getting married and I'm not famous.
But you'll admit, I made you what you are today.
I admit nothing. I'm a self-made man.
Well, that's the first time you ever took the blame for anything.
That's so. Well, I'd just like to hear what you've done for me.
Well, who cooks for you? I do. Who cleans for you? I do. Who does your laundry?
The laundry.
Only once. And that's because the washing machine was broken. If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have a clean shirt.
I haven't got a clean shirt.
You have to. I dusted one off yesterday.
Off is right. And you press the collar with a curling iron. Besides, I wore it today.
Today? What happened to the shirt you wore Tuesday?
I wore it Wednesday. And I was going to wear it again Saturday, but I spilled some gravy on it Friday, so I cut the stain out and made a brown collar for my Sunday shirt.
You've got two lovely shirts.
One shirt. And it's not lovely. It hasn't even got a shirt tail.
You don't need a shirt tail. Just wear your pants higher.
I can't wear them any higher. I wear my pants so high now I have to unzip them to blow my nose.
She tells me. Woman drives me crazy with cats and weddings. My brain is spinning. Now she says, go to sleep. I'll never sleep another wink. Long. Mm-hmm.
telephone. Answer it.
Hello.
Go to the phone and answer it.
2 o'clock in the morning and people
call. Oh, no.
Hello. Hello. Is this the Bureau of Missing Persons?
Missing person.
Yeah, I just found out that my wife ran away from home last month.
What?
I say my wife ran away from home. She's 4'8", weighs 207 pounds, and has mouse-colored eyes. I've been kind of wondering what's happened to her. You got any word for me?
Yes.
Well, what is it?
Congratulations.
Never heard of such a thing. Man's wife ran away and he's looking for her. What a nut.
Would you miss me if I ran away?
Sure.
How much would you miss me?
How far are you running?
I knew you wouldn't miss me. You're too selfish to miss anybody.
Yes.
And as long as you're out of bed, go to the kitchen and see how the cat's doing.
Oh, all right, I'll see how the cat's doing. Well, I'll be...
What is it, John?
Oh, I can't believe my eyes.
John, don't keep me in suspense. What is it?
How could that happen?
John, please tell me. Has the cat had her kitten?
She had one kitten. The biggest, fattest kitten I ever saw in my life. Bigger than our cat.
Let me see.
Look at that kitten, will you?
Oh, you silly thing. That's not a kitten. It's her husband.
Oh. Well, let him sit up and wait for his children.
Good night, John.